This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I'm enjoying the dry weather after the summer monsoon. It's so dramatic sometimes to go from the summer rains to the dry autumn. And we may get fall rain, and of course we hope and we pray for winter rain, gray days and slow drizzles, and even at our home maybe some snow. But one way or the other, we wish for winter moisture. But I'm enjoying these dry autumn days, this autumn weather, and cool mornings, warm days, warm not hot days. So many plants that responded to monsoon rains are calling it good, and leaves may change color and drop. Petals may drop from flowers, and seed is displayed, and sometimes seed sits on the plant as it dries slowly. Other times, seed pods open quickly, and seed is dispersed. It reminds me of two wonderful words that you find in the glossary of your favorite flora or field guide. You know that section in the back of the book where you have three fingers holding places as you read a description or a dichotomous key to a plant? Dehiscent and indehiscent, referring to seed capsules, seed pods. A dehiscent capsule opens. Buckbrush capsules dehisced. Milkweed follicles dehisced. They opened. A mesquite bean is, it's indehiscent. It doesn't pop open, okay? An indehiscent capsule, that sometimes can just mean that the fruit takes its sweet time ripening and opening. I'll open when I feel like it. Anyway, so plants and their seed are drying out in the fall, and it is so fun to watch plants do their autumnal thing. You know, like if you're on a rocky, sunny slope from 3,500 to up to 5,000 feet in elevation, you might see the fan-shaped leaves of the coral bean turn bright yellow before dropping. The long green pods of that Erythrina flabelliformis hang from naked stems and dry. The dry pod opens. It dehisces, exposing bright red seed. Not always bright red, but almost always. And that's very cool. I like the slender pods of the viscid acacia that turn reddish and slowly open as they dry and expose small black seed that eventually drops. And oh my gosh, so many plants looking autumnal. Wild cotton, Gossypium thuribri, the foliage turns red. The dry fruit splits open, revealing seed. Not a whole lot of fiber, but seed exposed in these little compartments, and those compartments are called locules. Locules, L-O-C-U-L-E. Time to get a finger inserted into the glossary. Cotton is in the mallow family, Malvaceae, and many of the genera have fruit with locules. The fruit can be called a loculicidal capsule. Got the fingers in that glossary. The partitions of the locule that separate them, those partitions are called septa. Insert another finger in the glossary. But listen, loculicidal means the capsule opens. It dehisces at the locules. And all this botanical speak translates to the fact that many genera in Malvaceae have very cool-looking seed capsules. And I guess cool-looking is in the eyes of the beholder. Wild cotton seed capsules are very cool to this beholder. Abutilon's the genus Abutilon. They have neat seed capsules. But listen, Ms. Mosquiti and I were out in nearby hills a few weeks ago. We had no agenda, except to find a spot to picnic. We packed a picnic, so the big agenda was to find a cool spot to eat our lunch. But we were poking around some oak stumps, some dead oaks, and looking at all these bunches of plants, and we were trying to identify them. And we spotted a small herbaceous plant with leaves like triangles, long, narrow triangles, small lavender flowers, and a seed capsule that said, "I'm in the Malvaceae," and it made me just want to shout, "Look at that flattened disc with its radiating carpels." No, actually what I said was, "Whoa, that is far out." It was the little native annual called Anota cristata. The flower is pretty. That lavender flower is pretty. The triangular leaves are interesting, but that flattened disc of a seed capsule was beautiful, and yes, my friends, it was far out. I took many photos to remind me of that day and of that plant, Anota Cristata and that amazing seed capsule. And those photos will also remind me, my friends, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.